Turn with me to the fifth chapter of Acts. Last week we talked about the Gate Beautiful in Acts chapter 3, continued into chapter 4, which is a kind of a continuous story. Now we get into Acts chapter 5, which deals with Ananias and Sapphira. These chapters, at least in the first half of Acts, deal with the events that occurred after the day of Pentecost and the anointing that came upon them, and it deals with the results of the first work of Christ, which is really the result of Passover, or the result of what Jesus did on the cross. And the Spirit of God that was poured out at Pentecost, the 50th day from His resurrection. When we read the story of this, they were rather tremendous, miraculous things that happened. This is not just a story about Pentecost. This is a story also about tabernacles, as we see in chapter 3, and as we saw last week. The events that occurred in Acts 3 and 4 were associated not with the first work of Christ, but with the second, in a prophetic manner. In other words, there is another book of Acts about to be written. There is about to occur another book of the Acts of the Apostles. And there's living epistles walking around today. The second work of Christ is going to involve the greater works that Jesus prophesied that were to occur. I don't think we have seen the greater works yet. Has anyone done greater works than Jesus? I haven't heard of anybody do that yet. Now, they may have equaled him in raising people from the dead. Sure, that's happened quite a bit. But they haven't done greater works. What's greater than raising from the dead? Keeping them alive. That's exactly it. You see, everyone that Jesus raised from the dead, and Paul and Elisha and Elijah and all of them, every one of them died later. You know, there's a day coming when people will be raised and they won't die. Life begets life. Mortal life begets mortal life. Immortal life begets immortal life. It's going to be kind of interesting to watch and see. So in the book of Acts, we find underlying the surface here, we find prophetic stories and timings and the specific words. We find this prophetic not only of the events after the first work of Christ, but events in the second work of Christ as well. That's why the events at the Gate Beautiful occurred at the ninth hour of the day instead of the third hour of the day. Because the third hour deals with the first sacrifice of the day, the ninth hour deals with the second sacrifice of the day. And that again is prophetic. It's like the spring and the fall feasts.